Here is the news, read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. The first Ladies Pan-African Organization, African Synergy, today commemorates 22 years of transformative leadership and impact in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Plus, the Vatican has applauded Cameroon's hospitality towards refugees during the Pontifical Mass in Yaoundé today, marking the 10th anniversary of the framework agreement between Cameroon and the Holy See. And in sports, the president of the Cameroon Football Federation has announced the launch of the Under-17 Football League for the 2024-2025 season. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. We begin at the Senate, where the Minister of Post and Telecommunications has told senators that sanctions will be meted out against mobile telephone operators who fail to respect their contractual obligations. Minister Minette Libom Lilikeng was speaking during the question and answer plenary between senators and members of government at the Senate. Senators also expressed concerns over the financial situation of Cameroon's diplomatic services abroad and the promotion of ecotourism. Political Desk editor Albert GM Bonde reports.
Preoccupied by the numerous adverts sent to citizens by mobile telephone operators, despite poor quality of service, Senator Francois Pouyenné summoned the Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Lilikeng, while admitting abuses, also cited loopholes in the legal instruments regulating the telecom sector in Cameroon, while also explaining some external factors which could as well explain poor quality network, such as cuts in electricity supply and problems with the optical fiber, intimated that the telecom regulatory agency regularly sanctions operators who fail in their contractual obligations. Senator Andreas Lekumzenembo had a question for the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife.
Mr. Minister, in the medium and long-term drive, what does the Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife envisage to do in order to match conservation efforts with the growing demand for socio-economic development needs by valorizing existing ecotouristic potentials of these protected areas throughout the national territory?
Sitting for Minister Jules Dorendongo, the Secretary of State, Madame Kusumi Alhaji Epusbukar, intimated that councils and communities hosting parks with endangered species do benefit from spin-offs meant for development projects. Senator Samuel Obamasam was preoccupied by the non-payment of bills in Cameroon's diplomatic services abroad since the e-visa system went into effect. The minister delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, gave clarity.
In spite of the inconveniences, the e-visa project is a successful one. For this year, 2024, what we have received as consular revenue through the e-visa system is upwards of 20 billion francs CFA. But the credits of the embassies have not reduced. They have the same credits. The problem is the cash. We reported to the President of the Republic. The Minister of Finance has been requested to authorize Africa Land Bank to open an account in foreign currency, which means that when the resources come from the embassies, the transfer of their portion would be done expeditiously without having to go through the conversion process.
For close to 40 minutes, proceedings came to an end, chaired by one of the institution's vice presidents, Robin Kili.
Albert GM Bonde reporting. As you heard in one of our top stories, the Pan-African organization African Synergy, established by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, is celebrating 22 years in advancing the global fight against HIV and AIDS. And despite significant progress made in tackling the disease, whose prevalence rate has dropped in Cameroon over the years from 5.5% to 2.7%, HIV continues to be a leading cause of death among youths. Ayimbile has the report.
Despite significant gains against HIV and AIDS, young people still account for more than 30% of all new HIV infections in Cameroon, with young women aged 15 to 24 said to be the hardest hit by the disease. Dr. Joseph Fokam is the permanent secretary of the National AIDS Control Committee.
The use of condom has dropped by 50%. And talk less of female condom, which is even almost abandoned by those who are supposed to be the beneficiary.
A rising trend in unsafe sexual behavior, which the African Synergy is working to reverse by testing, screening, and sensitizing millions of young Cameroonians during the AIDS-Free Holidays campaign and educative talks in schools.
I have a question to that mother who said she cannot go and discuss with the boyfriend of her child.
Okay. So what is the question?
My question is that if your child, who's a girl, come with his boyfriend in the house, what you do?
A cutting-edge project on HIV prevention and treatment among adolescents is also on course at the CIRCB, the research arm of African Synergy. Professor Alexis Sinjolo is the Director General of CIRCB.
Oui, effectivement.
Effectively.
Le programme
the project Cypher Adola is a project carried out by CIRCB since last year, which will run for 2 years, 2023-2024. It is a two-year study, and it will involve youths aged 10 to 19 years to find out how they respond to new HIV/AIDS treatment introduced not too long in Cameroon.
The objective of African Synergy protects the younger generation from calamity, as the executive secretary, Jean-Stéphane Biacha, explains.
We have to keep on sensitizing. We should not just give up. We will not give up or slow down the rhythm of intervention, the rhythm of action. We should maintain. We should keep on fighting because it's something which is avoidable. So if somebody can avoid it, then why not do so?
An over two-decade-long commitment from Mrs. Chantal Biacha that has led to declining rates in Cameroon's HIV prevalence, now estimated at 2.7%.
Ayimbile in that report. Elsewhere, the Vatican has praised Cameroon for its exemplary hospitality in welcoming thousands of refugees from various countries. This recognition was highlighted in a homily delivered at the Mary Queen of the Apostles Minor Basilica in Yaoundé during the Pontifical Mass commemorating 10 years of the framework agreement between Cameroon and the Holy See. The Mass was presided over by Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher, Vatican Secretary for Relations with States and International Organizations. President Paul Biya was represented at the ceremony by the Minister of External Relations, Belam Belam. Charles Ebune has the details in this report.
2 hours plus was the duration at the Mary Queen of Apostles Minor Basilica Mvolie in Yaoundé today for the Pontifical Mass to mark 10 years of the framework agreement between the Holy See and Cameroon with total earnest. The procession of the episcopate, accompanied by the Pope's envoy for the event, Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher, translated the mustard seed nature of the Catholic Church 180 years on since it entered this vicinity. A portion of the top brass of the Cameroonian administration is present in the midst of the personal representative of the President of the Republic, External Relations Minister Belam Bela, as a show of ecclesia in Africa is manifested in the land it was sealed almost 30 years ago. The homily is delivered by the Pope's envoy, who also doubles as the Vatican Foreign Affairs Minister.
Jesus identifies with all those who are left behind or the outcast of the society, and to welcome them is to welcome Jesus himself.
The Vatican chief diplomat hails Cameroon's hospitality towards refugee communities amidst internal challenging dynamics.
For 8 years now, this country has been living a situation of extreme violence in a socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions, and radical religious extremism in some communities of the great north regions. This violent unrest has forced your brothers and sisters to flee their lands, homes, villages, and towns to find refuge elsewhere.
The normal mass features are performed, like offertory, communion, and the final blessings. The mass is said. All live in the sanctity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Charles Ebune reporting. Christians of the Cameroon Baptist Convention have been urged to speak the truth in sincerity, to maintain a blameless walk with God as they continue their Christian journey. The call to holiness was delivered by Reverend Pastor James Fusas, the guest speaker at the 2024 Douala Fields Bible Conference that took place in the town of Kribi. LCG of CRTV South attended the Bible Conference and now reports.
Speaking the truth with sincerity resonated through every message preached at the Douala Field Annual Bible Conference organized in Kribi. In his message taken from the book of Psalms chapter 15, the guest speaker, Reverend Pastor James Fuzas, exhorted Christians to speak the truth without fear, know their weaknesses so as to overcome evil with good.
We want Christians to desist from gossip, from speaking evil about others behind their back. And we want Christians to speak truth to one another.
Reverend Ezekiel Chamberlain is the Douala Field pastor and says the annual Bible conference aims to enlighten Christians on the Word of God.
The Bible Conference is the forum whereby we come together to worship God and study His Word. And so it is a time of fellowship, retreating and refreshing.
According to participants, the Bible Conference has been a moment of spiritual revival. Elise Benbeng.
I am going to go back home and I begin to reflect on everything I want to see us from now.
Praise and worship, prayer ministration and prayer sessions animated the 2024 edition of the Douala Field Bible Conference in Kribi. For CRTV News, Elsin reports from Kribi.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television. The 2024-2025 Elite 1 and 2 football championships will start in the weeks ahead. The information was disclosed today by the president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Samuel Etofis, at the end of their ordinary General Assembly, which took place at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Harrison Ashutiku has the details.
After more than 5 hours of deliberation, the Cameroon Football Federation General Assembly announced the start of the 2024-2025 season of the Elite 1 and 2 championships in the weeks ahead. They also disclosed the start of the Under-17 Football League across the country. SNAFOC's accreditation has been withdrawn by the FA, replacing them with the National Association of Cameroon Footballers. The Assembly also authorized the Executive Bureau to work in collaboration with the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education to revise the 2015 convention with the said ministry. These will be guided by the recommendation of FIFA. Decisions taken in the executive meeting this Friday, like the appointment of the new Secretary General Mandung Isak to replace Blessed Junang, and the appointment of the president of PWD of Bamenda, Pascal Abunde, and Pierre Batamak of Avion Academy into the FECAFOOT executive were approved by the General Assembly. The president of the Cameroon Olympic and Sports Committee, Kalkaba Maboum, applauds the serenity in which the dialogue took place.
I realize that the understanding among the stakeholders of this sports is going on very smoothly. I'm happy to say that the dialogue between the stakeholders is a reality now.
Victorine Fomum is a member of the General Assembly.
Most of the decisions taken by the Executive Committee have been approved by the General Assembly.
The Ordinary General Assembly of the Cameroon Football Federation rounded up at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo with all the 53 delegates as well as other stakeholders involved in the deliberations, satisfied with the decisions adopted.
And that does it for the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.